Hello from beautiful Missoula, Montana. This is Judy H. Wright, and I am so grateful that you're sharing this few minutes with me this morning. I want to share a story with you that I learned about years and years ago, but has recently come back into my life. And in my book, Be a Bounce Back Person, I talk about luminosity and how when your spirit is ready for something, it will almost shimmer on the bookshelf, or you will see a certain luminosity around it. And that's what has happened to me with this story of the 100th monkey. And I want to talk to you about this international phenomena. Hearing and sharing this may help each of us to recognize how important each unique one of us is to the whole world. Many years ago, the Japanese monkey had been observed and studied for way over 70 years. But in 1952, on a small island, scientists were providing monkeys with sweet potatoes that had been dropped in the sand. The monkeys liked the taste of the raw sweet potatoes, but they found the dirt distasteful. Pshew, pshew, wanted to spit out the sand. Then an 18-month-old female named Imu found that she could solve that problem. She washed the potatoes in a nearby stream. She taught that trick to her mother, and pretty soon her playmates also learned this new way, and they taught their mothers too. This cultural innovation was gradually picked up by various monkeys before the eyes of the scientist. Between 1952 and 1958, all the young monkeys learned how to wash the sandy sweet potatoes to make them taste better and more palatable. But only the adults who imitated their children learned this social improvement. The other adults just kept eating in the same old way, hoping for a better result. They kept spitting out the sand. They kept moving their tongue over it. But they didn't see there was a better way. Then something startling took place. In the autumn of 1958, a certain number of the monkeys were washing sweet potatoes. We will never know the exact number, but we're going to suppose that it was when the sun rose that morning, there were 99 monkeys on this island who had learned to wash their sweet potatoes. Then suppose that later that morning, the 100th monkey learned to wash the potatoes and to make them much more palatable. Then by that evening, an incredible phenomena had happened. Every monkey in that tribe, everyone, the old, the young, the polarized, different political parties of monkeys, they were all washing their sweet potatoes before they ate them. This added energy of one more monkey, the 100th monkey, somehow created this ideological breakthrough. But notice, this was the strange thing that happened. And the scientists observed that this habit of washing the sweet potatoes then jumped over the sea, and colonies of monkeys on other islands and even on the mainland, troops of monkeys began washing their sweet potatoes. Thus, we have found out that when a certain critical number achieves an awareness, this new awareness can be communicated mind to mind, heart to heart. Although the exact number may vary, the 100th monkey phenomenon means that when a limited number of people know of a new and better way, it may remain that the property of those people. But there is a point. There is a tipping point. If just one more person finds out about it and knows about it and tunes into this new awareness, a field is strengthened so that the awareness is picked up by everyone. It is communicated from your mind to my mind. And your awareness is needed. We each need to share this idea. We don't know whether we're the 59th, the 79th, or the 99th monkey. But we need to communicate this awareness to bring peace, respect, and friendship into the world. You may be the 100th monkey. You may personally furnish this added energy to create the shared awareness of this urgent necessity that we love and respect one another. I hope that you will join our community today on artichokepress.com. We have a full community of people who believe in treating others with kindness, thoughtfulness, and respect. Thank you again, and the address is artichokepress.com. Thank you.